Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Born and raised in Petersburg, Indiana, population 3,500, gave country artist Jason Sturgeon real-life experience living the simple life. He sings all about that and more on his CD entitled That's Me. The title track sums up who he is, how he grew up, and what he's all about. And he's all about country with some other interesting influences on his music. Lots to discover and lots to hear on this edition of In the Country with my featured guest, Jason Sturgeon. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great tonight. How about you? Are you giving us a call? Are you in Nashville this evening?
I'm actually back home in Bloomington, Indiana, getting ready. Today is the last day that we're home before we take off and start the Rolling On Tour 2011.
Pretty exciting, the Rolling On Tour. And where does that kick off tomorrow?
It kicks off in Lexington, Kentucky, and then we roll into Johnson City, Tennessee, and then Asheville, and then we've got like a couple days break, and then we're just bouncing around the South like crazy for about a month and a half. So
must be exciting to, you've got the CD done, and now you're going to be kicking off the tour and playing the songs live for the people. What's that going to feel like, getting the new music out there?
You know, it's the CD's been out for just a little bit now, and we're getting a good response, and it feels great to have sort of been through that creative process and now getting it out in front of folks and, just seeing what reactions are. And it's a real cool thing because it's kind of your baby, and it's to see the people like it. It's a good feeling to see how people react and how country music's all about feelings and doing real things, and to see people relate with the stuff that you've written and things that you've lived. It's a great feeling.
And speaking of relating, I mean, the songs on here are ones you either wrote, so it's coming from your personal experience, or you co-wrote with Dane Clark, part of the CD as well. So these songs are really stuff you've lived through. The title track, That's Me, there's a song down at the bottom I was reading about that you wrote at a really dark time in your life. So it must be great to be able to express yourself, and people, when they hear you sing, are going to know that this is something that you created. This isn't another writer doing this.
Yeah, a lot of times these days, I mean, we get guys, and there's nothing wrong with this. We get guys sitting in a room writing songs that, in my perspective, don't really appeal to me because they're not maybe real. You know, they're kind of made up things. It's like writing a movie or, you know, a fictional book. But this CD is a compilation of, where I've come from and dumb things that I've done and failed relationships from, you know, spending that time down at the bottom, you know. So it's a proud sort of moment, and writing them, and Dane Clark plays drums for John Mellencamp, so it's kind of an Indiana, you know, sort of attempt at all this, and so it's a cool thing. I'm proud of the songs and the CD and where we've come with it so far.
Yeah, there's some cool songs on there. We're going to get to a couple of them, and you've done videos for each of them. The Simple Life one I was able to watch, and a great, great video. Was it fun putting that together? It looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I mean, I wrote the song about my hometown, and I mean, you can tell from the video everybody's just having a ball.
Yeah.
We write it about the hometown, and so we brought everybody back to Petersburg, Indiana, and, we just did the things that we did growing up, and that was mudding and big trucks and drinking beer and having fun, and it was really, really cool because that video, I have a friend who has like a helicopter business, and so he has a helicopter, and so we're all in these trucks and we're mudding, and everybody brought their vehicles out, and we pretty much tore everything up, but everybody was mudding, and there's this helicopter floating right above us with a guy, you know, out with a camera, out on the leg of this thing. It was just, it was one of those surreal type of moments in life that, I mean, you just can never recreate, and just what a really cool day that was, you know, so a lot of fun.
Now, some of your influences growing up, I was reading, and two of them especially are ones that I grew up listening to and loving the music of, Kenny Rogers and Alabama. Can you talk about your love for their music?
Yeah, actually, today it was funny because my mother came by, and on the way to my house, she stopped by an antique store and bought Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hits, you know, vinyl. And
yep, nice.
So she got that for me, which was really cool. But yeah, man, I mean, the Gambler and Lucille and just all those, what a great, you know, singer. It was just one of those things
yeah.
that stuck with me when I was a kid. And I think my dad got in a fist fight with some guy. We remember when he used to throw the Frisbees out during his shows. I mean, he was always throwing
right.
them out. But my dad, I guess it hit him right in the hands and bounced off in the next row, and he got it, and some guy was taking it. And I ended up with that Frisbee somehow, needless to say. But
does it have Kenny Rogers does it have Kenny Rogers logo on the Frisbee or face or anything?
It has, yeah. It's an orange Frisbee with gold lettering and inscriptions all over it. And
cool.
I remember it plain as day. I haven't seen it in a long time, but that was a thing. And my family used to pay me quarters to sing Kenny Rogers songs at like family Christmases and things like that. And actually, a couple of years ago, I had a CD release party, and at the end of the show, all my family members came up and handed me a quarter at the end of the show for saying. I mean, that was one of those. I'm not a crier, but I cried. I cried like a baby.
Oh yeah, that is, you know, to know that all those years you sang and very cute as a kid to get a quarter, and here you are living the dream that you dreamed as a kid, and that must have been a beautiful moment. Of course, the quarters really hit that home.
Yeah, it did. It was a tearjerker, right? Because you're not expecting it. And, you know, for them to think, I mean, the whole family thought that and remembered that. And, you know, everybody handed me a quarter at the end. It was, there's no words really for that. But, yeah, Kenny Rogers and Alabama, I mean, the two of the greatest, you know, artist bands of sort of my generation. So, huge influences.
Love those guys. Now I was interested to read some of the other influences. So we've got the countryside, of course, and you come from the small town. But you've also got in there a bit of Sinatra, Ozzy Osbourne, and some other heavier sounds. You want to talk about how that crept in, came along?
Yeah, you know, I've always just been sort of a music fan. I mean, Bach and Beethoven, and I love classical music and, you know, those types of things. But then there's also this metal feeling that I have, you know, AC/DC and Metallica and Pantera and Rage Against the Machine, and it's just so many, you know, it's all music, but they're all different styles, and they all are saying the sort of different things, and they're all exuding a different feeling, and you know, it's just, you have different sort of, and I think a lot of people can relate, you have different moods where one night I want to feel swank and listen to some drones and the Blue Eyes sing a little bit. And
right.
the next day I may have I just jumped into my sink and knocked off some knocked off a glass.
Well, live radio is beautiful.
you know, that's kind of a metal moment right there. I just dropped glasses.
Yeah.
But you know, you have a bad day at work and you wanna get a little fired up, you listen to some Rage Against the Machine and then you have that moment where you just want to hear Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer. So I have many, many shades here.
Very cool. It's great to have those shades and to put it into the album and mix it up a bit. Let's turn to a song from it called Simple Life, which I alluded to in the introduction, and also there's a video for it. It's a beautiful song. It takes us back to you growing up in that small town of 3,500 people. Can you talk about writing the song? I know you wrote it along with Dane.
Yeah, I mean, I started the song years before, and I was actually looking through my books today. It started out as something a little bit different. Same lines, you know, streets roll up and the sun goes down. It's me describing my hometown of, you know, when I was growing up. And you know, that's exactly what it was, two stoplights and an IG-8. There wasn't a whole lot there, really. But, you know, now, you know, sort of in this hustle and bustle of this, you know, music machine and trying to, you know, get my name out, try to make it, it's even more important to me these days. So, you know, the song's just a reflection of what it was and what I hold dear.
And I also read that you a statement about it. It's really a state of mind. We all have a yearning for a simpler time in our lives. So it's something we can all relate to. Maybe even if we came from a bigger place, maybe just the desire to get back to simplicity.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's simple life is different, you know. So it's it is one of those state of mind types of things where, you know, my simple life was that. And as somebody who grew up in New York, simple life is completely different than what mine is. But Yeah, it really is. It's just my reflection of where I was at.
So let's share the song now. This is Jason Sturgeon and Simple Life here on In the Country.
Let me tell you about my hometown. The streets roll up when the sun goes down. The hustle and muscle don't mean a thing except on Friday night. You can drive all night on a no back road. Raise a little hell and just do what you're told. Better be in that pew on Sunday morning. Mama's gonna set you right. Round here it's a simple life. Ain't got too far but I'm doing alright. In love I believe and for freedom I'll fight. I'm still living a simple life. I'm happy living a simple life. Lights in an IGA, a little park where the shooting play, a place where people mean what they say, stay right to your face. And lots of friends up and moved away, they couldn't find any reason to stay, but they still come back every holiday. Must be something about dreams.
Country artist Jason Sturgeon and Simple Life here on In the Country. That's taken from his new CD called That's Me. You can learn more about him at jasonsturgeonmusic.com. And he kicks off his Rollin' On Tour 2011 tomorrow in Lexington. Great album. I had a chance to listen to a lot of the songs on it. Jason, the song That's Me is autobiographical, and it's basically summing up your life growing up.
Yeah, pretty much. With the title like That's Me, it's it just says what I'm about, and it mentions my family and what I like doing, and it's just basically, hey, that's me. The whole album was kind of like that. Like, if you listen to the first track, you kind of understand me, and then you get the second track, and it's about home, and then the third track's about a love, and the real songs, so it's something I've done, so you kind of get a real good idea of who I am, what I'm about. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite tracks on the album, because I'm a Zeppelin fan, and it kind of has that Zeppelin feel to it, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock in there. So,
a lot of your influences melded in there, and it talks about your dad. He was a coal miner, a coal mining man, and while he was busy doing that, I guess your mom was trying to keep you and your brother in line.
Yeah, that worked. Third shift, he worked all shifts, I guess. He would work in, he was a dragline operator, and he's worked underground in an underground coal mine, and then farmed, we farmed hundreds of acres on the side, so he was always working his tail off, and so my brother and I were just kind of running free, and so mom would always jerk a knot in our tail, keeping us in line, so.
I also understand that growing up, one of the things that caught your interest and you went on to do pretty well at was riding horses.
Yeah, I was big into AQHA, which is American Quarter Horse, and I did that for years and years and years. And there at the end, I was starting to have back trouble, and I placed eighth at the AQHA World Show and pole bending in Oklahoma City, and then. Just a year after I had that back surgery, so it kind of took me out of it for a little bit. But one of the things that I've just always done, always been a horseman, and my family, I had quarter horses. My grandparents had thoroughbreds, and my other grandfather had pulling horses. So he did the antique farming, and so I've always had that, that sort of thing going on.
I found it interesting to read about a member of your family, your uncle, in fact, who had a big impact on your music. And because it's so interesting how when we're young, those people in our lives, parents or uncles, can have that effect, something they love, we end up loving. He was a guitar player and also would drive around and put on Michael Martin Murphy tapes. I used to listen to him growing up, too, and that kind of lit a spark in you. I love Michael Martin Murphy.
You got to love those cowboy songs,
Oh, yeah. Of course, he had the big hit Wildfire, too.
Yeah, well, I had an uncle who was a great guitar player, and that's kind of where my rock and metal side came from, was because, I was sort of country when country wasn't cool. I guess I could steal that line. but he was always, Van Halen, Rat, he was always into those types of things. And so I got to hear those, and he was, I remember listening, one of the first things, rock records I saw was The Doors, and I see this guy with no shirt on, Jim Morrison, and I was like, what is this? And then you hear the music, and then it, completely, turned me around in that way. But, his influences rubbed off on me, and then that Michael Martin Murphy thing, and just sort of, those old cowboy songs, and I guess I just blended together these days. And then being from Indiana, you got that sort of Midwestern sort of sound, and I don't know. I mean, you can definitely hear, I think, my influences in the songs.
Yeah, definitely. They are all there, all the ones we've talked about. On the subject of duet partners, now, if you had a chance at some point to record a duet, there's so many, of course, talented female country artists out there. Is there anybody on the top of your list that you think about you'd like to record a duet with?
Well, I've said Amy Lou Harris in the past, but just right now, I just thought of Loretta Lynn. It'd be nice to have a coal miner's daughter, coal miner's son sort of duet. Maybe that's one I'll write.
Hey, I like that. Maybe you could write, yeah, exactly, write something that would lend itself to her coming on the song.
Maybe so. I would probably have a hard time getting to Loretta, though.
Nervousness or just publicists in the way?
Well, she's an icon, for one. I wouldn't even have enough sort of gumption to ask that question, but that would be really, really cool. But, yeah, Loretta, Emmylou Harris would be amazing. Reba would be just knockout if that could work out. And she is, you know what, she is prettier in person than, you know, on our television show or anything. Reba, she's just gorgeous.
Oh, isn't that something? Wow, that's great to know. And she's so nice, too. I've seen her in so many interviews and so personable and down to earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful, lady and just sort of shines when you see her. And and just an amazing voice, too. Martina McBride would be another one. She can wail. Beautiful pipes. But I'd have to say Emmylou Harris would be one of them that I would love to have as a duet partner. That'd be great.
Great choice. Now, great choices. Do you recall writing your first song, and is it one that you're still proud of, or was it kind of a learning curve to get to the good ones?
Well, first song, let's see. First song was, I don't really know. It just kind of hit me, and I've got it written down here somewhere, but I think it was a good one. Actually, we might revisit that and put that on the record this time. I think it was called, what was it called? Again, that was the name of it. It may, I don't know, I'd have to look at it again, but it was probably, I would say it was probably a learning experience, because sometimes you put things down that you just don't, you know, you're not thinking radio ready, or you're not thinking CD worthy. You're just writing
right.
for yourself, you know?
Exactly.
And so, so that one may have just been one of those that was writing for myself at the time. But, I mean, they're all learning experiences, and you're ever changing as a, you know, individual. And so, you know, experiences change and the way your direction changes from time to time. So, you know, I think everything's probably a learning experience.
And that's a good thing. Exactly. We keep getting better at what we do and learn along the way. Let's turn to another song from the album, Jason. This one's called Rollin' On, and this is a very cool song. Can you talk about writing this one again with Dane?
Yeah. I had these lyrics floating around, and you know, there's certain things in my life, you know, goals and these sort of these life things that you really want, but you also have this burning desire to do what you love, and playing music is what you love. And it's hard to sometimes have both of these things, a family and a band, and being gone all the time. And, you know, Rolling On is really just about being out and, you know, playing and doing what you love. But then you're also kind of, you know, you've got these thoughts of, you know, a family of my own is still in my dreams, which is, you know, and you're leaving the people that you love to do what you love. So it's, I guess that's the story, the premise behind the song. And in writing that, I mean, I just had those feelings, put them down on paper, and then Dane and I, you know, got together, and he's been an artist forever, and, you know, with Mellencamp, and I think they're heading up your way here pretty soon, actually. But so, you know, he's had those feelings too. So, I mean, him and I write really well together, just because, you know, we've had similar backgrounds. And so out came Rolling Out. I'm Rolling On.
Awesome. Let's share that now. This is Jason Sturgeon, brand new music from the CD That's Me. This is Rolling On.
Cause the next sun falls, another day goes by. I'm one day closer to the other side.
mine. Remembers all I've left behind. The family of my own still in my dreams. But a few more miles, another page. A heartfelt song on a brand new stage. The mistress of my
And you can find more about him at jasonsturgeonmusic.com. And is that also where they can order the CD from, Jason?
Yeah, sure is. We've got a whole a lot of merch, and I like to think the CD is a very good CD. So hopefully you too, and you buy it and check it out. You can also
Definitely.
Get it on iTunes and places like that as well.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. What's it like? Of course, you've got the big tour coming up. What's it like to be on stage, and how would you describe a Jason Sturgeon concert?
Well, being on stage is what I live for. It's one of those things that's just, I don't know. There's things that drive people, and that's, I love being on stage. And our typical show, I guess, it's a fiery show. It's, I guess I would compare it to Eric Church or Jason Aldean type of show. But it's a fast charging, you know, sort of hard rocking type of show. And we mix in some of those songs that have influenced me in the past. And it's a, you know, I've got a really good band. Everybody's from Indiana. I really, you know, I strive to keep this thing as real as possible and as me as possible. And so everybody in the band, I mean, I'm just sitting here with my guitar player who's from my home county, and you know, it's just one of those things that I'm even more proud of the band and the folks in my band, and so, you know, we give it 100% every night. We leave it all on the stage.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. The time has flown by. 30 minutes is up, and I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and a big thank you to Brian for setting things up, and all the best with the tour and the new CD.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Once again, my guest today has been country artist Jason Sturgeon. His brand new CD is a great one, and it is called That's Me. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Time in the country, we've been waiting here.